All right, diving right in today, we're all about Liebeck Band.
Liebeck Band sounds intriguing already.
And our source material is their website. First impressions, early internet vibes. Anyway.
Yeah, definitely. Like refreshingly retro.
Yeah, like a blast from the past. Okay, so the website, very straightforward. List out the band members, their roles, and wait for it, nicknames.
Nicknames, always a good sign.
Right. So we've got Eric Liebeck, the leader on drums and vocals.
Classic frontman, leading from behind the kit.
Then there's Louise Liebeck, a single on singer song, lead vocalist. Liebeck and Liebeck. Makes you wonder, are we talking siblings?
Yeah.
Married couple? The plot thickens.
Definitely raises questions about the band dynamic. Is this Eric's band and Louise is the star? Lots to unpack there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the rest of the band adds to the intrigue. We've got Eric Straddle, the bassman. Love that holding down the low end.
We have a strong bassman.
Essential. Then there's Jan Henriksen, guitar san, another gem on guitar.
Guitar san, I like it. Has a ring to it.
It does. And last but not least, Johnny Bernardo, simply maestro, also on guitar.
Two guitarists, a maestro, and a guitar san. This band's got layers.
They really do. Huh. Now, their musical style or styles, should we say, it's quite the mix.
Eclectic is one way to put it.
Definitely eclectic.
Yeah.
They've got dance music listed. For those who don't speak Danish, that's literally just Danish for dance music.
Makes sense. Catchy.
But then they also throw in rock, still number, which means slow jams, and they sing in both Danish and English. Talk about variety.
It's like they're trying to cover all the bases.
Yeah.
Which can be a good thing or, wow.
Or it could mean they haven't quite found their niche yet.
Exactly. Are they a band for every occasion or are they still figuring out their core sound? Fascinating dilemma. What do you think, listeners? Does this variety intrigue you or make you hesitant? Hit us up on social media.
Good point. Let us know your thoughts. Now, one more thing about this website. The way they sign off their bio is, well, it's a choice.
Oh, yeah. Hilson Liebeck Band.
Right, which translates to cheers. It's so informal.
Super casual, especially for an official band website. It's kind of endearing, though, isn't it? Like, they're just a bunch of friends playing music.
It does add to the charm. It all circles back to the website's overall feel. Is it intentional? This retro vibe, the nicknames, the cheers, sign off, or are they just a bit behind the times?
That's the million-dollar question. Are they leaning into the nostalgia? Or is this just who they are? I kind of hope it's the former.
Me too. It makes them even more intriguing, honestly. So after this deep dive, are we any closer to understanding Liebeck Band? Maybe, maybe not.
That's the beauty of these deep dives, though, right?
Exactly. We've got this snapshot from the past, this website that's like a time capsule. We've analyzed their nicknames, debated their musical style, and questioned their digital footprint.
And hopefully we've sparked some curiosity in our listeners.
Right. Maybe you're inspired to hunt down some Liebeck Band tunes. Or maybe this has you thinking about other bands from that era of the early internet. Whatever it is, let us know.
Because we love hearing your theories and deep dive discoveries.
Absolutely. Until next time, happy listening.